Case number 11,357, Keith D. Riker, southeast of Hebron Road, Beam Road 273, and southwest of Harmon Road, a subdivision street, and 75 feet southwest of Burton Avenue in West Rehoboth subdivision, and being Lot 1 in George H. Shockley subdivision. Tax map is District 334, map 13.19, parcel 77. A variance from the rear yard, side yard, front yard, and corner side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Keith Riker, 19875 Hebron Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Fine.
I have, if it's possible, a last-minute thing for the board. I have one for each person.
Sir, you need to start it down this end, if you would, please, with the secretary. Thank you.
Just give them all to her, please.
You gotta give them all to me.
Basically, my story starts that I hired Delmarva Pole Building to build a pole building on the property. I was still working. I worked as a federal officer up in Philadelphia for 21 years, and I retired in June 30th, and I had retired to this property that I have owned since 2000, and basically, I hired Delmarva Pole Building to build it, and all the specifications, I was under the impression when they did the building, it was supposed to include a second floor, and the decks, the stairs, the slabs, everything. But due to expenses in the middle of the project or at the beginning, I excluded the stairs and the decks and the second floor, which the joists and headers and things were already in the building already. So what had happened was, I guess they got a 10-foot or a 5-foot setback, and it was a mistake, and it was supposed to be a 10-foot setback. And right from the beginning, my impression was that they hired a professional surveyor to do the posts and things. And the salesperson came out one day, and she did from the back corner post to the corner of the building. And basically, it was 10 feet. So when I asked the builder what were the setbacks, he said, where it's poured. Now the slab is poured all the way around the building except for the one side. So I thought that they were the setbacks and the things that Delmarva had already done. And on the prints and everything, it does say to be installed by customer. So they had started the joists because they had to hang the garage door. So, but the last inspection, I don't know like what happened at that point. But I know I pulled a permit on January 28th, okay, under Delmarva. After they were done, about 8/11/13, the building was done. Now, basically, I took over for the decks and the stairs, and I was done about 9/27, which then I received a building permit or certificate on 9/19. Then, after everything was done, pretty much, I received the complaint on 10/31. So everything kind of missed each other, I don't know, somewhere in transit. And basically, then that's when I realized I was in violation and I needed a variance. And so then I went and I hired a professional surveyor, Pononi, and they did a whole survey of this after I received all this. And so it brought me to this point so far. But what I was looking at, as far as all the questions and things, I can pretty much go from each question and go down and answer them as needed, if that helps. But the pictures in the file that I am presenting you are the pictures that are behind me, in front of me, to the side of me. There's quite a few pole buildings on Hebron Street. And basically, all it is a pole building. It's a pole building that was made to look like a barn. I designed it myself. And the whole long-term plan of the building was I was going to move my father down here and use that for storage and things for him, and then take care of him in the house, which he's 88 years old. But at this point, it didn't work out because he passed away 2 weeks ago, so it never panned out as far as needing any use of it actually at this point.
Sorry to hear that.
So.
Very sorry.
Very sorry.
Thank you. But, I mean, I've been there since 2099, 2000 something, and I wasn't there full-time like I am now. This was my first full-time year there. And the people that were hired and things, I went into the neighborhood because I wanted to improve it and help people and do things. I mean, the people that helped me, you know, as far as with the stairs and the decking and things, and people that were professional, one guy is actually homeless. And that's his work. I mean, people don't understand, if you're going to go help a community, you actually almost have to be in the community. I'm not a builder. I'm not an architect. I'm not an engineer. I did my job for 21 years, and I come down here, and that's basically, it went from that to trying to help somebody to being in this big mess.
Okay. Let me see if there's any questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
Basically, your help me through this survey, the cement pad is over the line, or is that the decking on top that's over the line?
No, that's the cement padding. And see, that was the first thing that Mark Davidson recognized. But see, that's how they did things, and it wasn't right, and I didn't know it wasn't right.
Who did they? I'm sorry.
Delmarva pole building.
Did they purchase the permit?
They purchased a permit, and they did everything, the cement, the foundation, the slabs.
You said the slab is over the line?
No, it actually goes into the road, but it's not even a slab.
Nothing else is over the line anywhere else. As long as it's not over 6 inches high, it's fine.
It's not. It's level. It's all.
Okay. You're talking about your decks now, right?
Everything is basically, it shows the setbacks that I would need to clear it, but there's nothing over the line at this point.
Okay. I just didn't want you to think that we're taking any of the foundation into consideration. We're looking at the deck itself.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's encroaching.
But just a minute, I think Jeff was still.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
You done? You have any further questions?
Not at the moment.
Okay, I'll come back to you then. Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought Mr. Hudson was done there. When you get my age, when you get a thought, you got to get it out.
But I realize what you're saying is the encroachment is the decking, not the cement. But Delmarva led me to believe that it was able to go that far because that was originally the plans.
Yeah, okay. All right. So anyway, you understand then that you're here for the deck itself.
And the stairs.
And the stairs, okay. And that, did you happen to look at the permit? Do you have the permit around with you tonight?
No, I don't. They had the permit, and I actually never even posted it. I never posted.
You never saw the permit itself?
No, they never gave me a copy, and I should have had a copy right from the beginning.
That's right, because it should be 15 feet from a corner lot like that, and I'm afraid the, I'm not sure, but I'm afraid that they missed that. Whoever got the permit for you, and you said who was that again? Delmarva.
Delmarva.
Delmarva Pole Building.
Delmarva Pole
Building. Pole Building. Mm-hmm. And they even went over to the other side and encroached in there too, right?
Yeah, and see, and that's what I'm saying at this point also is, and that's why I applied for the variance, is because when I started going down from the start to the end, and then when you see the end result, when you got the certificate of occupancy, it was like, no, there's something, it was wrong.
You had a certificate of occupancy?
Yeah, for the
you
building.
You had one?
Yeah, I have one.
The county issued one to you?
Yeah.
For this deck?
For the building.
For the what?
For the building, but it came in through with just the building.
Okay, like, all right.
Yeah, like no fine. One, like with the joists inside that were already up, and the header for the band for the whole deck outside, and it was all done on the inside for the doors and for the stairs, the headers and things.
So when you went to get approval, in other words, for the deck, you found that you were in violation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So the county did not issue any certificate of compliance.
According
to
all
deck.
Of this, no, it was not included.
Okay.
In
all right. I just want to make that, but for the building, they did. Okay.
Yes.
And he encroached in the back by 9 feet also.
But along the back is owned by Mayor Sam Cooper. And that's why I basically got a letter trying to get to each and every individual homeowner, which I hope I did, which I went down the list, and he signed there and put his number and things, because he owns the biggest chunk of land there.
Yeah,
he owns all the way around me.
Yeah, what we're looking at, I think my colleagues and I are looking at the size of the variance. I mean, they didn't know anything of what they were doing. I mean, they had to, I mean, they're right on the line. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're asking for a 9.1-tenth, and then you're asking for a 9.2-tenths.
Yeah, but I think the structure meets the setback requirements.
Yes, the structure does. I'm talking about the decks that were built.
Right, but you're saying they.
But also.
He said someone was building it for him, Delmar?
Delmar and Pole Buildings built the building for you, correct?
Built the building, and I built
and
the decks and the stairs.
And you built the decks after
you
that.
You built the decks?
But what I was also looking at was the regular permit. When I went for their permit, it says 5-foot setbacks. And then when I came over here, they said, no, it's not 5, it's 10. And I have, the original one says 5.
So did you get a permit for the decks?
No, but this permit was for the, I guess,
building. You got to get a permit for the decks, though.
Yeah, you got to get a permit for the decks. That's where I was going.
And see, the misunderstanding was basically when they put the headers.
There's no permit for the decks.
No permits for the deck.
The only thing that there is a permit for is the accessory structure, which is under 600 square foot, which is why they gave him 5-foot setbacks.
Right.
Okay. And you built the decks yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me and the homeless people.
Well, you needed a permit for that.
I understand that, and now that I've straightened it all out and I can understand everything, like I said, I worked in law enforcement for 21 years. I didn't come to Delaware to retire, to break any laws, or to do anything wrong. If I owe something or if I can correct something and make it better, which is fine. And I just wanted to straighten this out.
You figure, now you've been in law enforcement, I like that, but did you get any idea that you may need a permit to put something up? I mean, did they give you some idea where it might have some laws?
Yeah, but I was still under the impression that the permit for the decks, because the headers and everything were already on the building, they took the headers and they wrapped the headers with metal on the outside under the doors. And on the inside, they put the headers and the joist ready for the second floor. And then on my original prints, it says to be installed by customers. And I think there was a copy in the packet.
So you went up on your deck after you got them built now, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, when you were up there building and I kind of looked over there, I saw that was my property line. Didn't that give you some kind of idea that, gee whiz, I'm right on my property line almost?
Yeah, but it still went back to them with the cement because that was my first question. And I said, does the foundation count as this? As a setback, and they said yes, the setbacks are the slab foundation, and they were made to hold the 6x6s.
When you originally employed them to build the building, they knew that you were going to build decks on, mm-hmm. and so they made provisions around the building for you to do so, correct?
Absolutely.
And so they knew that that was going to be decking out there and how far and so forth.
Absolutely.
And so you relied on them to meet the setbacks and those kinds of things.
Yes.
Okay. And did you talk to them about coming with you this evening or?
No, because basically what happened is when you read in fine print, they're not responsible for any setbacks or basically, they could have almost set that building on someone else's property and walked away and left me holding the bag.
And you signed a contract with them?
Yes. And I didn't realize this. I mean, when the woman, Michelle, came out, the salesperson, she sold me the building. But then she came out with the wheel and asked me where the corner post was. When I pointed to her, she took that wheel and she went like this, 10 feet. And I was like, that's strange. And she got me to help her. And I was like, is there someone else going to come and do this? And she says, oh, yeah, they'll take care of it when they come and they set the building. But no one else ever came until I hired Mark to do a survey myself. And this is what I felt was really wrong of them. And then when I looked through the contract, they're just like, no, you're responsible for the setbacks. Well, how am I responsible? No, I don't know what I'm doing.
What was their response to putting your concrete out into the street? Did you address that with them?
I never caught that until after the fact, until Mark pointed it out.
Okay. So you haven't corresponded with them since?
Absolutely. No. Because I knew it was basically a losing battle at this point. But like I said, that concrete is level, and that deck out front that needed that setback does sit farther back than the house. See, the house only sits 3 foot off the road.
Right. Right, and it was a non-conforming house.
Yeah.
It was there long before the ordinance. Yeah.
And so...
And just like in the front, you're on Hebron Road, it appears you now need a 22-foot variance
just to
bring things up to speed as far as the code's concerned, but it's a non-conforming. Yeah. As long as you don't change that structure, it doesn't...
Yeah. Well, see, that's actually a base... That's a well house there. There's actually a 20-foot deep.
Yeah. But it's appears to be attached and therefore part of the structure. So.
Is that non-conforming?
Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
Yeah, were you there when they poured the cement? Were you up the road or were you there when it did the cement and everything?
Mm-mm.
You weren't there at all when it did all this?
Not with the cement or none of that.
But you came down and saw the building up and...
And what happened? Someone violated you? Did the county come out and say you're in trouble here? Or how did you find out?
Actually, what happened is nothing happened until around the 1st of October after, I mean, everything was done.
Saw the decks.
Like they saw the decks. And that's when it started.
I'm not suggesting that we won't grant a variance, but if we don't grant a variance, then what's your plan?
I have no idea. I mean, I just buried my father, and even this is a lot for me at this point.
Sure, and I'm not trying to be difficult here. I didn't know if you were planning on going back to Delmarva Pole and address that with them, or...
Oh, I would. Yeah. I would start a lawsuit against them because it's wrong.
Sure.
It's to leave me holding the bag for everything, right. Too.
Sure.
Sure, we can see missing it by 2 feet or something like that, but this group that you were talking about by missing that, you know, that far.
But see, Delmarva Pole Building wouldn't even hold any responsibility at this point to it. because I was building the decks and the stairs at this point.
Okay, so in other words, you so took over the construction and they wiped their hands of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, when the building itself is fine, right?
Right.
So when he did the decks.
The decks became the issue.
Issue. Mm-hmm. So really, what they did is right.
Except that they made provisions on the building for him to build decks.
Yeah, except for the information they passed on to me.
They left him hanging.
The bag.
Yeah. Yeah, they want him to build, yeah.
I mean, on the prints itself, you could see on number, if you go to the prints, and I think it's A5 or A6, and it'll say to be installed by customer, and that's pretty much where all of their bad mistakes.
Yeah, well, that pretty much relieves them of any responsibility.
Well, that's what I said.
So we can't, we would go.
So right here with this one, if you look at this, it says the 2x12s or.
Has that been submitted? Is that up here?
Yeah, but it's hard to see where it says to be installed.
Oh, you've got it.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
But yeah, it states on your drawings that they were making provisions for you to build decks.
Yeah,
on the second floor, and they were going to put the floor joists in. And see, when they looked at it, it must have been no plywood on it, on the joists inside.
Right.
And then it was the same with the outside. They couldn't see the headers because they were wrapped in metal. Because I took rain and ice shield and went over the metal before the header hit the metal to seal it. And but they were all set and ready, and
right. They, according to my records,
the French doors were there. I mean, every French, you know, all of that stuff.
Right.
So,
according to my records, their work has been before this board before.
That's right.
And
really?
Let's say yes.
Yeah. And so that's why I was asking the questions I had. Doesn't change a whole lot of the situation for you being the property owner, but.
Because you know what? You trust someone and
sure.
you hire them. And that was not by no means a cheap job.
Right.
And it's all well constructed. They did a fabulous job as far as the construction part. But this whole paperwork part is really.
You feel they misled you anywhere there? You feel?
That it misled me?
Misled you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down the wrong road completely.
Right. That's the feeling I have right now, that after you've yep. testified everything that's and answered all our questions, that I think they led you down the wrong road on this.
Which helps your case in that
yes.
it wasn't created by you, but
correct.
But someone you entrusted to take care
sure.
of that, which is usually the hardest standard to
and that's amazing that it's not the first time, because that's not good.
Well, you know, as Mr. Mills said, the reason we were asking you all these questions, I know we made it a lot of that, put you on the spot with a lot of it, but we had to get from you that you were not responsible for okay, the standards that were granting the variance, and you've answered those. So that's not your responsibility when someone else leads you up the wrongs. Okay,
yeah.
And that's the way we're looking at it. That's the reason we were trying to ask you all these questions.
But I mean, if you look on your first cover sheet, that's pretty much what I did with the house. That sits in the middle of West Rehoboth,
uh-huh.
which...
Compared to the
it's
other
a very historical
nice.
House to begin with, because it's one of the last ones left back there.
Right.
And someday that will, like, just like that tree on the side of it, that tree is about 150 years old.
Well, you have permits now for these decks? You do, don't you?
No, I have to obtain them.
Okay.
And that's what I was also going to say
okay.
is if I do owe something, which I know I do at this point, I would be gladly paid for a permit or whatever I have to do to make it
Well, you're
going
to have to do that no matter what in
yeah.
this case. you're going to have to take it down or put up, whatever this board decides.
Yeah. Have you gone to your whole neighborhood and asked in favor of it and stuff?
Yeah, I went to everyone. There's the woman behind me, which you have. This is the picture. This shed here. This actually describes the best situation. Is there's a picture. I don't know if you have that picture of the property line.
Oh, the shed and everything like this one?
Yeah.
One next to you?
Yeah, but those are even, this one right here at the top. That one there at the top, the neighbor there, she passed away a couple of years ago. That was Miss Margaret. And there's been heirs left to that, but I really can't.
So you need to get back up to the mic so they can.
All right. But you've gotten up with everyone except for these people.
Yes.
Okay. And all your neighbors are.
And I do the letters that I put in there, and letters that you have received are from the neighbors.
Right.
That literally live there on property or.
All right, sir.
Yeah. Sure.
You've got a couple. If that deck, the part that is encroaching, is there a deck off of the garage closer to the house?
A garage closer to the house?
Yeah, it looks like that from the survey, that there is a second story deck off of the garage facing the dwelling.
Yeah, there is, but what happened was the weight load of those stairs are so heavy, and basically you have to have a 3-foot stair or a 4-foot, depending on the fire code, and I felt more comfortable with those on the slab than I did on the deck, because there's a deck that comes off the back of the house. That's not.
Oh, so that's the deck off of the house, not off the garage.
Yeah, well, it's still off the garage, but it's not attached to the house.
Okay.
You can go that way, but as far as.
I guess my question is, if the decks were not there, the ones that are encroaching, would you be able to access the second floor from the exterior of the garage?
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. No matter where I put them, it was still like an encroachment because the stairs you have is 3 foot right off, and you have to, the height of it, you have to go up and then back like this. So you actually need 6 foot or more to clear those stairs, to have one flight going up to a landing and then another flight going from that landing up to the door. And that's how they're designed. And that is so wide that no matter whatever side you put it on, you're kind of in trouble.
And there's no internal stairwell to the structure?
No.
How about I just want to clear up on the well house, because we haven't talked much about that. How long has that been there?
I have no idea. Basically,
before you bought the property?
Yeah, that's always been a well. I heard it was an artesian well that everybody used to use it, because originally that was enclosed. And it was literally, I cut the walls out of it. And
you think it was there before the 60s?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And that's when I came over here and I showed them the map or the survey that Mark had done. They had circled it up front. It basically, they caught it and they were just like, okay, well, this is good. Or because it was behind 1957 or something like that. That's what they marked down. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, I don't know, it's off the subject, but the state is going through there with a bike path. And I went to the meetings also with the state, and they're trying to take 11 foot all the way down the side of that road. And I've been working with them and going to the meetings and things in Lewis, and they still have enough room to get through there. They said we wouldn't need 11 or 12 feet. We could still do it with 8 and still have enough clearance through there to get that bike path through there. And Sam Cooper was at the last one, and because he's next to me on that lot, and he actually got a lot done because they actually want to put sidewalks and curbs and bury the electric back there on Hebron, because that's a commercial strip. And the improvements that are actually going to be coming to there, and the traffic and the bike traffic, is unbelievable. And it's really going to do a lot for that neighborhood. And that's why I feel my home or the pole building that I built really, you know, people are really, they like it. You know, they admire that somebody did something like that, and it's like a centerpiece, you know. Or
all righty. So what are you going to do with the building? I mean, it's not going to be a room upstairs, or?
It's basically empty shell with a barrel ceiling, and it's got the decks off of it. And my whole plans was basically I was purchasing another property and contract in West Rehoboth to start a community garden, because my father was a big gardener. And we had plans of bringing all his stuff down, storing it up there, and then in the wintertime, starting the seeds and things up there and having a garden and have that stuff all ready, because you could actually put it outside and then when it got colder, bring it inside. And when you got to spring or summer, you'd be ready for them.
So it's a two-story building, but it means is one story completely open, or is it two floors?
Yeah, nothing's finished. I mean, no, it's two stories.
Okay.
But you can't get from the bottom to the top, or you have to go up those stairs to get to the top of the building, just like a storage thing.
And the bottom is a garage.
Yeah. The other thing is when you're bringing an 88-year-old man down, I know people say, well, why did it have to be so high? Why did it have to do this? I don't know. I mean, I'm from the baby boomer generation where we have to take care of our family. And basically, my father was in great health till he's 88 years old. He could go up there, he could sit, he could be safe in West Rehoboth. And I wouldn't have to worry about him sitting there getting mugged or something. And there's a lot of things that were behind that. And like I said, that whole creation was, I sat down on a napkin and did, and I gave it to Delmarva. And they said, oh, we got this.
Yeah, right.
And here I'm standing by myself.
Right.
Now you've got that.
So now I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman.
One, two. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I have one letter and 14 letters of no objection.
You have one letter in favor.
15 in objection.
15 in objection.
And no objection.
No objection.
No, sorry.
All right. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
One.
Mr. Chairman, I also have a letter.
One. You also have a letter in opposition? Okay. Then I'll.
One person.
Okay. Letter in up. So, where's the gentleman at that's in opposition? Do you want to come forward, sir, and you can sit right down up front if you would like, in case we need to call you back up. We have a gentleman in opposition. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Martin Joseph Miller, 1009 Cross Ridge Road, Blythewood, South Carolina, 29016.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Madam Secretary, could you read the reason first on this letter that was in opposition?
Sure. It's from Pete Marsh.
Pete Marsh?
It says, please be informed that I am not in support of Mr. Keith Riker request for a zoning variance on his property. Mr. Riker did not have permits for the additions to the pole barn or the many additions that were made to the house in the front. Please check aerial photos for this property. Also, please ask Mr. Riker about the Bike Stop Cafe. I believe that his property is zoned C1. However, Mr. Riker's permit for the garage / cafe is residential. And it has Bike Stop Cafe LLC, corporation file number, formation date, corporation type, residency is domestic. It's got all the information for a business license.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. Part of my, I strongly oppose to this whole project. Part of what was just read, referencing the Bike Cafe, was, let me back up and digress for a moment. I was born and raised in that neighborhood. I served time in the armed forces, and I now reside in South Carolina. My aunt, 93-year-old, was neighboring. When you look at the photo that's in your file, this particular one, it's got the old shed to the left of the tree. That is my aunt's property, which I am now the primary representative of that property. If need be, here's documentation from the law firm indicating such. I don't even know where to start. There's a few things that occurred prior to this building going up that I want to just share. Whether it has any impact or not, I'm not sure, but this shed that you see now, I can't say that Mr. Riker himself had it removed, but it was removed in conjunction to the preparations of putting this building up. It was removed without a demolition permit. It was removed without permission from our family, and that was not setting well with our family. And I personally went up and spoke to Mr. Riker and some others that were involved about it and had them basically had to force them to reconstruct, which they did a horrible job. And to this, there was a fence there that's been removed, which is what would have been seen right in this photo that's no longer there. The mailbox, I don't have the photos, all that's in your packet, but as Hebron Road comes down and Harmon Road comes into it, it tees. The property that Mr. Riker owns, the house itself, sits right on Hebron Road on the corner. Well, ever since 58, when my aunt lived there, her mailbox was right on the corner of Hebron Road. It used to be called Central Avenue, and then it was renamed Harmon. Well, he removed her mailbox. She's 92 years old, and it's a quarter mile down the street on Harmon Hebron Road. The letter that should have come to us, we never received. It was returned to sender right here. And that's probably has everything to do with the fact that that mailbox was removed. They had no place to deposit it. I actually got the letter today out of the file that you're looking at when I came here to ask some questions just this afternoon. I had to use other means to even know that this meeting was being held tonight. And I drove from South Carolina. This is my second trip for this meeting, because the first one was canceled due to snow. Mm-hmm. I was here for that one as well. This building, again, in this photo, I'm hearing these setbacks and these encroachments and variances. These variances and setbacks are the primary responsibility of the homeowner. I don't care who you hire. It is your responsibility to ensure that you provide them with a survey that is proper. If you don't know, it is your responsibility to go and find out, because they are working and representing you when they build a structure on your property. The property line is, this concrete is literally inches from the line. Literally. I went and looked at it and took my own photos. So this deck is probably encroaching in over the deck, and I strongly oppose. I think it needs to be removed. I'm not even sure that the building is at a proper setback the way it looks when you physically go out there. But due to some of your zoning laws, if you dictate that it's for this reason or that reason, it's either a 5-foot or a 10-foot. I'm not clear on that, so I'm not going to speak strongly about that. But it sure appears as though that it was not meeting the standard as well. If there were a fire in his building or on our side, there's no way fire equipment could get in there and separate the two. If one catches a fire, they're both pretty much gone. That's pretty serious. Now, I know he was indicating and pointing out some photos of my aunt's property. It is pretty run down at this point. Long story, it's not really pertinent to this particular setting, but it is run down, and we're in the process of taking care of that. However, that gives nobody a right to encroach on another person's property, regardless of its state. If that were the case, then I could go and remove something on his side and build what I wanted to build as close as I want it to. That's not the law. We can't do that. He just stated that he was a law enforcement. You know, I would think that someone in law enforcement would know enough or be smart enough to go to the necessary legal authorities to obtain necessary information to do this in a professional way and ensure that they've done all that they needed to do without standing before a panel after the fact and stating, well, they led me to believe. That doesn't even mix for me. You can't say you're law enforcement and say that someone led me to believe. I can't buy that because it wouldn't work for me, and I'm not law enforcement. I'm going to make sure that I'm building this properly, and I've got all my, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed. I heard of a well house, but unfortunately, I don't have that photo. Is it possible that I could have could someone share with me where the well house is?
It should be. It's right here on the front.
It's on Hebron Road.
On Hebron, right here.
Attached to the dwelling.
This, okay. The reason I'm asking this, again, I was born and raised there. I know that house. That house itself used to belong to my sister. So I know the house. There was no, that photo is showing a non-attached deck with a cover sitting on the front of the home. It doesn't seem to be attached to the home, but it's a deck. It's not a well house. That home had a regular standard pump sitting out front of the front door when you come out of the house, which is on the Harmon Road side, not the Hebron Road side. These are all additions that were made to the property, with or without permit, I don't know. But that's not a well house. Sir, and it definitely was not there.
Maybe I can help you out a little.
Okay, help me.
Of what we're thinking, okay. We're not looking at things the way you are looking at them. We're looking at a survey, and the other supports it. The pictures support the survey. And on that survey, which was taken on December 26, 2013, it said that the existing one-story dwelling, it also said the pump house, there's got to be something there because this is stamped by a licensed surveyor. So, you know.
It stated it was a what?
It was there. This is made by a licensed surveyor. So he says it's there. Do you have a copy of that survey?
No, I do not.
We have in front of us? Okay.
And it states it's a well house.
They say it's a well house. Now, let me continue on with this a little bit, okay? And as you're looking at that, if you the existing one-story dwelling and the wooden porch and the well pump house was there before zoning. So they say that's, okay, grandfathered, right?
Well, Mr. Ricker, what I'm hearing, we're looking at a survey from 2013.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at a picture here, and it looks like a covered porch.
Correct.
And it looks relatively new.
That is correct.
It doesn't look like a part of a structure.
Where are you?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is indicating that that is a well or pump house.
Okay.
And I'm indicating to you that it's
something more different.
A covered deck.
So in other words, if a surveyor came in today, it would be different. The survey.
Well,
okay. I know where you're going.
I would love to go and talk to the surveyor face to face.
When did your sister own that property?
I believe just prior to Mr. Riker obtaining it, she actually lost the property.
Okay. What was in that spot where the well house, what it shows on the survey?
There was nothing there.
What was there? Nothing?
Nothing.
Was there a well there?
The well, if you look at this photo, I used to pump water at this house.
It was a pitcher pump?
It was a pitcher pump, and it was sitting right here. There was a door right here at this home, and right outside that door, the pump was located right there.
Out back between the house and the current building
that was just put up.
So that spot where it's claiming there's a well house, there was nothing. There's nothing in that location.
There was nothing ever in that location, to my knowledge. And again, I've known the property since I was able to walk.
When was the last time you saw the property?
I saw it yesterday.
I mean, prior to that, I
live in Carolina, but I come up back and forth. My mother still lives in the neighborhood,
okay.
So I'm up back and forth often.
Okay.
I recall seeing.
But within the last 5 years, that structure wasn't there.
That structure was not there.
Okay.
Absolutely not there.
So it's okay. We were under the impression that it was non-conforming, but obviously that.
You just blew that.
Non-conforming would be if, for example, it was built prior to our ordinance.
I understand 1974, if I'm not mistaken. The ordinance changed some of the setbacks. 68. So some of that stuff changed because I, even looking at this same photo, the shed on my aunt's property would be non-conforming today.
Right.
But it was there prior to, so it would have been grandfathered in.
Right.
So, I mean, I understand that.
Gotcha.
I'm not so sure that Mr. Riker's been forthcoming totally simply because he indicated that he wasn't there. One of you gentlemen, I think it was Mr. Rickard, asked him if he was there when the concrete was poured. I can't say he was or he wasn't, but I physically was there and spoke with Mr. Riker during the building process because he had much of his lumber and stuff on our side of the property as he did construction. And I spoke to him about it because, again, I'm in Carolina, and my sister, who's not very business-minded, she didn't know what to say or how to deal with any business. So it had to wait till I got here, and then when I got it, they were very frustrated because, and that's why I give you the background of all the things that were moved, tore down, and all that. They're very frustrated. And so I'm a little aggravated when I go up to speak to Mr. Riker, and you know, we spoke, I calmed, and, you know, he said, well, they'll be done by this time. I believe it was a Friday coming up. He said, but I'll move it right now if you want. He was totally compliant, was willing to move the lumber. I said, well, if they're going to be done by Friday, that's fine. Just leave it. But the reason I make this point is because he was indicating that he was out of town or whatever. Well, this was in the building process. Now, I can't tell you exactly which point because I wasn't really, you know, looking at what was done, what wasn't done, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about that because.
Do you know you've got survey in front of you, right?
This one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that's what we make our decisions on? Do you you're familiar with that? In other words, it tells us what variances he needs. The setback should be, and that was, like I said, December, 26, 2013, and you're saying that the well house, which is eight, do you have eight feet there? You see it in the front from Harbin Road?
8 feet from the well house? I see the 8 feet.
Do you? Okay. They're asking for a variance of 22 feet off the 30 feet, and you're saying
What are you saying to me? I'm trying to get what you're saying.
Actually, what I'm trying to find out, actually, I don't see on, I understand that you make yours based off of the survey.
Yeah, I go also, home and I look at these things. And
I also understand that he's not meeting the standard in three or right. four areas on the survey.
Correct.
And because of the trouble that this has caused my family and our property, that's our property as well.
Right.
That's why I stand in opposition. I have to speak for them all because they're not here.
Sure.
I also was wondering, is there on the back side for our property, I don't see any variances needed.
Yes.
So you're saying that he's totally legal on our line?
Yeah, he needs a rear yard variance of 9 foot.
Mr. Miller, the board doesn't look at any potential variances that are needed perhaps on your aunt's property and any other neighboring property, just
from the line.
Mr. Riker's property.
Well, I understand, but if it's on that side, I understand saying
the variance request that the applicant is seeking is a variance of 9.1 feet from the rear yard setback for the second story deck. So what basically they're saying is that deck is 0.9 feet from your aunt's property. He's also seeking a variance of 9.6 feet from the side yard setback for the deck, which is the property, it looks like, to the south. And then he's seeking a variance of 9.2 feet for the property for the deck on the Harmon Road side, and a variance of 22 feet in the front yard for the well.
Correct.
The well house or whatever that structure is.
So do I have to oppose just the 9.9 feet?
You can oppose any or all of them or none of them, however you wish.
Yeah.
One question that I did have for you is, if these decks were removed, do you believe that they could, you know, that the applicant could have a way to access the second floor without encroaching into the setbacks?
Absolutely.
How so?
I believe that he could put the steps on the other side, the house side.
Okay. You think there's sufficient room there for that?
I think there's as much room on the house side between the house and the building as there is on the back side.
Mr. Chairman, are you finished?
Go ahead.
I've got a couple of questions for Mr. Miller. As you recall from when your sister owned the property when you were younger, the front of the house.
Yes.
Was there a front porch attached to it?
Yes, there was.
Okay. But there was not the little, I would call it a pergola type of structure whatever. That was not there. Okay. And there was a shed roof off the back. Is that correct? Off the back of the house here.
Is that
this section? You can come up here.
Oh, look at that.
This section was there before, correct? Between the house and the...
No, sir, that wasn't there.
That was added, okay. And this you're saying is...
That's on my aunt's property.
That's your aunt's property.
Yes, sir.
And she owns the property behind this.
Directly behind.
Okay. And then someone else, was it your mom that owned it next door? Or someone else owns a property next door?
Someone else.
Okay. So did I hear you correct in saying that the applicant took this shed down?
Yes, that was removed.
And then put it back up for you?
And I can't say that the applicant did it, but it was the applicant in conjunction with another gentleman back in the neighborhood.
Okay.
It's some kind of land trust something or something back there. And it was with them. So I talked to him, and he said it was this gentleman, and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And so I met with all three of them.
Okay.
And I was pretty livid at that point.
So it was completely removed from the property?
It was completely demolished.
And then rebuilt.
And because I was enough sand, they rebuilt it. They didn't rebuild it to standards of any kind, but they put something back.
In the same place? In the same
place.
Which would mean that the county now would require you to have a variance for that because it was a structure that was removed and then replaced.
Well, but they...
FYI. Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Is that Mr. Mills asked you about that shed? Is that the shed that is appearing now on this survey? I keep getting back to the survey.
Yes, that is the same.
I know.
That's the, is that the rebuilt?
That's the rebuilt. It, that's what it looks like. It's
where it
still
says existing.
Very old.
Okay.
But so that's the way it was put back.
Put back this way, and that's okay.
So he's gonna, you're gonna have to have a permit. Yeah, you have to have variance on that.
As far as you can tell, was it put back in the exact same footprint?
From as far as I can tell, it was.
Okay.
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 One last one more question.
Going back to the pump house. This is the pump house they're saying was the pump house.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. Now, Melissa pulled it up, footprints.
I pulled up the 2002 footprints and the 2006 overlays, which does not show a structure towards the front.
Right. Okay. Doesn't show that pump house at all.
So his testimony is correct that it was.
Yes.
And it should not show that addition off the back either. That kicks out. It's just the.
And that's. I was just curious. I was just curious about what had been added or removed, and
so that's a new building.
It appears that would be in conformity, whether it was permitted or not.
Yes.
That's another question.
I've got a question for you, if you've done, Mr. Mills. You had mentioned very briefly when you first came up about a cafe, and I think we heard something in one
correct.
Of the letters.
That is what.
I just want to make sure if you had something you were going to say about that.
The only thing about the cafe is I understood Mr. Riker to say he was moving his father down and so on and so forth, but what was being said in the neighborhood by some of Mr. Riker's own colleagues was that it was going to be a bike shop / cafe because of this new bike trail going through. And yes, for an entrepreneur, it's perfect. You capitalize on the business. But if that's what it's going to be, say that's what it's going to be and get proper zoning, proper permits, and build it proper, and more power to you. May you make much money.
Okay, we've heard a lot of testimony here tonight, okay?
Okay.
Would you say, ready to say the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant? That's what we have to go by, standards. Would you say it's?
I wouldn't say it. I mean, the hardship he created was unnecessary.
Okay.
Yes, because with a 90-some-year-old aunt and having her mailbox moved, now the building, I guess, like you said,
he's got to meet those standards. He's just got to meet
the standards. I'm in opposition because of the whole ball of wax, and I understand that you're focused on the survey,
but the survey
itself does indicate that it's not permissible,
right.
And
right.
So I'm in opposition. Let's kind of conclude it or summarize it in that way for myself.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And so that you understand, the building apparently was built in the setbacks and legal, and it got and the county issued a certificate of occupancy. The real problem didn't start until the decks were added.
Okay.
Because what happens is that structure was less than 600 square feet, which meant that its setbacks could be within 5 feet of the property line.
Understood that.
But when the decks were put on, then it should have been 10 or 15 feet from 10 feet from the property lines, and that's what creates all this hubbub.
Would you like your survey back?
Sir, you would have no problem with it if the decks were off?
Excuse me?
You have no problem with if the decks came off? You have no problem with it then?
If you are telling me that the rest of this, where the concrete and those poles are, so
you can have concrete, so, you can put concrete on your whole property.
You can put concrete right up to the line.
Right. So, yep.
That's on legal. If that's legal, then yes. If the steps are removed.
Just so it's in your mind, if you look at it again.
Depth.
Excuse me, steps in the deck, then
removed,
yes.
You'd be fine with that.
Yes.
Just remember in your mind, it's 6 inches. They can go 6 inches all the way around their property with anything they want, boarding.
Six inches high.
Okay.
Whole property.
Wood, concrete.
That doesn't come into play at all, okay?
Okay. Well, I haven't been living in Delaware for a while, so the laws for that is different than other areas, so I understand that.
Sir, how about the pump house?
Yes,
He need a variance for the pump house too?
I'm in opposition to that.
You're in opposition?
It's not a pump house to me.
The pump house and the...
I don't care what the surveyor says. I know he's a professional, but if you go look at it...
So you're in opposition to the pump house and the deck. If that was all removed,
that's
you'd be
correct.
Fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there wasn't a pump there when you were growing up?
No, sir. The pump, I could take you to the very spot.
The pump was in the
back. If that new addition is not covering it.
Okay. So it was behind the house?
Excuse me? Yes, sir. It was directly behind the house.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen and lady.
Ms. Thibodeau,
yes.
I've got a question. The accessory structure, when they applied, I'm just looking at the permit. And it states that 22 feet by 25 foot detached garage, open ceiling, no second floor. When the zoning office looks at the size of an accessory structure, are they looking at just the footprint, or are they looking at the footprint and then multiple levels up?
They're only looking at the footprint, especially since the permit is only for one story, because
okay.
It specifically says that it's all open and there's no second story. So then we only take the floored space on the first floor, because for the permit, it was going to be all open to the ceiling.
If it had said there would be a second floor, would that change anything from the zoning perspective side?
It's a square footage of the footprint.
Yeah, it's a square footage of the footprint.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious, because there's a letter also in the file that indicates that the structure now exceeds 600 square feet. And I didn't know if that was because of the second floor or because of the decking.
That's because of the decking. Because
okay.
It's attached to it, it adds to the square footage of the footprint.
Okay.
They add that in. So once you add in the square footage of all those decks, because I believe it was 550 square foot just for the pole barn. So once you go and add any kind of deck really to it, it's more than 10 square foot. You're going to be at your 600 and up.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if there was a permit applied for the shed on the property behind it?
On the property behind it? No, but I can look real quick.
Okay, thanks.
I have a question. Is it all right? I have witnesses in the audience that can tell you that that is a pump house. And when Mark did it, I even opened it up for him. In that floor, in that pump house, that I call it a pump house, that there was four walls, that I cut the walls out literally, and I did fix the roof and the structure because it was wobbly, but it was never moved, and it was in that spot, because underneath of there is a laid basement. It's probably about 20 feet deep. And it's all laid block, like a basement underneath that building. And there's a pump in it. And that's the only water supply I have to that house. And I don't know how to even fight my case to say that there's not a pump in there, because there is a pump. It's always been a pump. I'm aware of maybe his family owned that at one time, but that pump has always been in there. And
so that's
I don't
not,
have central water.
So that's not a covered deck that you built. You're saying it was a building that you took the walls out of?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you put a new roof on it?
Yeah, to fix the old one. I put shingles and stuff on it.
The roof structure, or was you, the original?
Yeah.
You just changed the shingles on it.
And then
okay.
I took and I put those wraparound poles around it,
mm-hmm.
around the beams, to make it look like a gazebo type of
gotcha.
Thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
But there's no way that I would have dug a basement and a well and just.
So that well is.
There really
your house
is
right
a well
now.
Down there.
It's a well down there, but is it feeding your house with water?
Absolutely.
So you're getting your water from that well down there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can. There's witnesses here that knows it's a trap door.
But when you.
I walked down a ladder to get down into there.
When you bought the property, then
there was a
structure.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Not that there couldn't have been even earlier, and perhaps in Mr. Miller's youth, there could have been a pump on the back porch. I mean,
no, really,
or in the backyard.
There was never the pump that he's talking about is actually. See, when you look at the garage, The house is, it's on a corner lot. So you have the front of my home is on Hebron, and then down the side it is Harmon. So the garage is facing Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
So to the left of the garage, his aunt had a pump there, and that was the water she pumped the water from. And just to clarify it, that home has been like that for several years. Not last month, not last year, but for several years.
You talked about the disrepair.
Absolutely.
Oh, and he had stated that, yes.
And basically, it's unsafe because there's also an empty oil tank back there that people try to tip over, and then you get into environmental
that's
issues
not our
and
issue
all of that.
Tonight.
But
sir, that's not for us to
yeah.
really.
And
so what about
basically, yeah. and no one ever moved that woman's mailbox when she was alive at all, because what happened was the mailboxes were in front of my home. And after she passed away, I talked to his niece and asked her if she was going to transfer the mail over to her home where she lives on Burton, and if it was all right if I had moved the mailbox and it went from the front to in front of her home, because back in the old days, they didn't ever go back there because it was dangerous and they didn't want to deliver mail. But it was 2000 and whenever, and now they deliver mail to all the streets.
Right.
So, and the liability of my insurance company said, no, that's a liability. If somebody goes to get their mail and falls down on your property, you're still liable.
What about the shed that, were you involved in taking the shed
absolutely
down?
Absolutely not. And basically, you can go to the land trust. The land trust was basically behind all of that and said, and asked me. And I said, I know nothing about it. And he hired someone in the neighborhood that got a rent-a-center bulldozer and went through it.
Well, who put the shed back?
Kevin McKinney, head of the land trust.
Were you involved
and
in
paid
that?
For it.
Were you involved in replacing
absolutely
the shed?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Is that he that hired the bulldozer?
What's that?
You said he rented a bulldozer. Is that Kevin?
Is Kevin?
No, he hired somebody in the neighborhood. I think it was like Joe Reed or somebody.
Well, who was responsible for dismantling the shed?
I guess he was.
Okay, but as far as the shed being removed and rebuilt, you had you weren't involved?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I've still got one.
Okay.
I just want to revisit this. If the decks were removed, and I just want to make sure I'm clear. Your position is that there is no way you could build those stairs on the house side of the garage.
Mm-mm.
And
there's not enough room.
Because there's not enough room? Okay.
And all the other sides are already trying to get a variance. And
how far does that deck on the front of the, between the house and the garage, how far does it protrude out garage? 10, 12.
Which, in front or the side?
The deck that is between the house and the garage. How far does it extend from the garage towards the house? 10, 12 feet?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't that big at all. And the problem is because the other deck is underneath of it. And like I said, the whole thing with the stairs is you would have to have the stairs. You couldn't walk out the back of the house because the stairs would be here and you'd be walking out.
So the deck to the house is underneath it?
No, there is no deck to the house.
I guess I'm confused as to if you were to remove that deck, and maybe I'm just not getting it. I just want to make sure I'm clear on it. If you were to remove the deck that's on the house side of the pole barn,
yeah.
pole building, if you were to remove that deck, and you're saying there's no way you could fit the stairs to reach the second floor of the pole building there.
No, because you need such a stretch because you need two stringers. You need a stringer going this way, and then you need another one.
So you can kind of...
And go back up. So that's what I'm saying. You're taking, you're almost tripling the size.
So why...
To be able to get that so it meets code and the steps.
It appears, it appears in the survey here that all it says is second story deck. It doesn't give us measurements or anything.
Yeah.
But if you look at the scale as compared to the 10 foot 4 inches on the southwest side of the garage, it appears that second story deck is at least that protrudes that at least that far towards the house, which we're assuming that a double flight of steps and a landing could be put there.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that's the support of it.
Okay.
That's the other thing is where would you get the support to support that kind of weight? Because that's no longer a slab, that's just a wood deck. So you would have to probably rip up that other deck in order to get stairs for something to meet code.
Yeah, I don't know.
So one more question, excuse me. Is there any reason you couldn't put a stairway inside the building? Why couldn't you do that?
Because I didn't really have enough room. It's really not a two-car garage. It's only, 21 or... I really can't fit two cars in there.
But what I'm saying is, you're saying you couldn't fit a stairway inside?
Not naturally have it work or function where the doors are and the garage door is at this time.
Using my pencil here and the scale, and it looks like it's 22 by 25.
Mm-hmm.
22 by 25 is what he was permitted
Ooh.
For.
Okay.
I'm pretty good with it.
With one of the letters that Melissa read was suggested that we ask about a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that?
When I retired in June 30th, my accountant advised me to incorporate. So I made that name up. That's a made-up name because my friends come down and we spend time at that house, and it's funny because of the bikers and things that go by. And that's basically an imaginary name that was incorporated to protect me for my assets and rentals. And basically that's where that came from. And I know people have walked by and they had seen the incorporation papers or something sitting somewhere, and they took it and they ran loose with it, and rumors subsided and started from there, I guess, throughout the neighborhood. I wasn't aware. I heard the other day it was going to be a nightclub, and that was the rumor the other day. And before that, I heard it was going to be an apartment. And like I said, I stand in front of you because it was none of this. It was basically to help out a parent. And as far as I know, like I said, I was trying to do the right thing. And if I did something wrong.
They're probably saying that is because it's zone C1,
mm-hmm.
what you could have,
mm-hmm.
what you could do.
But I really don't want to do this. And I just wanted to straighten out the problems. And I don't understand. The well house bugs me.
It's bugging us, too.
Because, like I'm saying,
yeah.
There's no way, and I could call my witnesses up, and they can tell you that ever since they've known me, that well's been in there. There's no way. I don't think you... I guess you can. I guess you can dig a basement. I guess you can drill a well.
Well, if you... I mean, not that we don't believe you, but if you'd like to bring them up just so they could affirm that...
Actually, it's my next-door neighbor that has a pole building next door. Come on, Jim.
So you have a problem taking pictures of that and send them in to us?
No, I had pictures of it, and I can't find them because I had opened it up.
Oh, you got pictures?
And I took pictures, but I can't find them.
I know, sir.
Well, he's asking you, can you get them?
James?
Can you get them and send them in to us?
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Chaconas, Chaconas, 27143 Avalon Road.
And do you...
Georgetown.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Actually, I just found a picture of it.
Okay.
I have pictures of it on my phone.
But now,
if you want to submit your phone, Fred.
Submit your phone. If you show us that picture, we're going to get that phone.
Let me look at it, and I can tell you that's what I saw. That's what I've seen.
Okay.
Yep.
Explain to us what he's about the well.
I know a little bit about wells, and I know that's a well because when he went down and looked at it, I saw a pump. And this well is lined with a brick and cinder block.
So this basement.
This appears to be a well. And he told me that that's where he gets his water from. I own a warehouse right across from him. I get city water. But he says he doesn't get city water. He's got his own well.
Is there a tank down there, too?
Excuse me?
Is there a tank down there?
A tank? Now, I only saw a pump, what I believe to be a pump.
And a piping coming up, I take it?
Yeah, well, you got to understand now. I'm 67 years old. I remember seeing stuff down in there. Yeah. Yeah, there's piping down there, yeah.
There's piping.
Yeah, there's piping. I can see it from here. This is the same place I looked at.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right, sir.
Okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
Already.
So this don't count?
No.
Well, if you want to submit your phone as evidence.
We can your phone with us.
What we have is we have to create a public record. And anything that's submitted has to be something that the board can keep for a period of time after decision is rendered.
You'd get it back, but it might be a while.
Is there a way I can email it to somebody right here? Or
well,
no?
That's something that the board would entertain it later. They could, okay. You know, ask for that. But
I mean, just for everybody's recognition, there is a...
Okay. All right. Okay. That's all of the opposition and rebuttal. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number, find it here in a minute, 11,357 under advisement.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,357 under advisement.
Take a short break, Mr. Chairman.
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,357 has been taken under advisement. What that means, sir, your case may be heard later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay, there may be a decision.
That's
all right,
fine.
Sir. Okay, the board's going to stand recess for about